Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, 12 of Coach Mo Moriarty's South Panthers were named Tuesday to All-Conference Indiana for 2015. Gavin Yeske, John Earl, Rochelle Manns, and Chase Dixon on offense. Defensively, Misters Devin Buckman, Sam Helm, and Tommy Richardson, along with Hunter Worthen. Honorable mention of Luke Barrow, Devin Cannon, Charlie Black, Christian Paycheck, and a senior wide receiver, Jeb Drew, who has earned his stripes, no question, in this, his final season. A member of that, well, that overachieving senior class that Coach Mo often talks about. And as assistant coach Anthony Lindsay was telling me the other night about Jeb Drew.
Last year, he caught one ball. He caught one ball, and it was on a trick play. So we kind of knew coming in this year that he was going to have to step up. It's a big role to fill there in our F position or slot. Uh-huh. And we knew, he has sure hands. He's smart. And again, he's a senior stepping up. And obviously, he's had a really good season so far.
So he's caught 35 for over 500 yards. Ain't bad for a kid that caught one ball. The nine penalties for over 100 yards. A lot of these, it's hurting your progress offensively, because it's taking you from good field position to bad field position. It's something that's got to stop. What's going on out there?
Yeah, we got to be smarter. Dead ball, late hits. I mean, those are not smart football plays.
That is South Panther assistant coach Anthony Lindsay. By the way, coach of the year to Coach Mo. All-Conference Indiana for the North Cougs of Scott Bless, Cam Morgan on offense, Caleb Brewer and Holden Jastrzemski defensively, and honorable mention 2015 to Logan Calvin and place kicker Bill Hardy. Don't forget, In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Yes, it is Seniors Day on Saturday afternoon, and while it'll be quarterback Nate Sudfeld's final game at the Rock, the way he's kind of sizing things up, there's still a lot to accomplish. And as you know, knowing the guy, being nothing but first class, Nate putting the team first as we move now into these these last few regularly scheduled ball games.
I definitely this season have appreciated the opportunities to play and being with my teammates. I love just being in the locker room with those guys. But ultimately, I still, with the guys I came in with and the guys on our team, want to get the wins that we know that we can get. And we just need to keep understanding that we can get a lot better, and that we need to get to where we want to go. I don't think I've scratched my surface on how good I can be, mentally, physically. I still feel like I have a lot to develop, and I'm glad I've been able to play as much as I have, but I still think that as a player I can get so much better, and it's something I appreciate about Coach Wilson. He's never let me just, relax. He's always pushing me in every aspect of my game. Even when I don't like it, he'll always hold me to the highest standard, and it's something I appreciate and need to keep taking coaching and keep getting a lot better.
Well, that's Nate Sudfeld, and again, first-class young man, and he'll be guiding the offense against that Michigan defense that is allowing only 240 total yards defensively, second-ranked nationally in the country, when Jim Harbaugh and the boys drop in with those little winged helmets of theirs. Saturday, 3:30 on ABC ESPN2. Don't forget, In the Zone tonight. Dave and Glass, and your phone calls at 6. I'm Joe Smith.